Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we take a look at a unique elementary school based on Nellis Air Force Base, where the principal and vice principal, Corey Deal and Pam Goines Brown, will be here. Then we'll talk with Chuck Muth, part one of our interview with him. He's the president of Citizen Outreach. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge. Help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
I'm Shelley Berkeley, and I approve this message.
Berkeley and Heller, who's really for you? On education, Shelley Berkeley successfully brought funding to Nevada to protect the jobs of 1,400 teachers, and she fought to reduce interest rates on student loans. Dean Heller, he wants to eliminate the Department of Education, and Heller voted to cut funding for public schools, and he voted to cut college aid. Dean Heller, he's really not for you.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program Corey Deal and Pam Goines Brown, both of Lomi Heard Elementary School. Pleasure to have you both on the program. You came to my attention because of some of the problems you're having at the school, and I wanted to talk to you about that. But first, if you wouldn't mind, Corey, tell us about your school. It's located at the Nellis Air Force Base, correct?
Yes, we're the only school in Clark County that's actually on the Air Force Base. About 97% of our students are students that live on the base. We've got a few that are zone variances, military families that live off base.
We've talked about elementary schools where we have a large population of homeless and things like that. Is that a problem within your school?
No, because the military takes care of everyone that's in the military so that we don't have any homeless issues or anything.
Okay. One of the things that was brought to my attention was, and this was from a person who's very concerned, said, it's pretty sad that these parents are fighting for our country, but we aren't able to get the school on base, the supplies they need, so their kids can learn in a similar fashion with kids in more affluent areas. There's also a problem with the building being so old that they have trouble with technology working properly. Is that your experience?
Well, our experience is the building was built in 1951, we believe, so it's one of the older schools here in Clark County as a whole. Technology is an issue just because our servers aren't supporting the latest trends in technology that we need. So, you know, upgrading those would be really fascinating and, you know, would help our kids instructional-wise.
It sounds like, you know, from you sent out a wish list, which seems kind of bizarre to me. How come the school district is not taking care of basic needs for your school?
The school district is definitely taking care of our basic needs, and We're by far not the only school that's older and in the district. Our wish list is exactly that, a wish list. It's above and beyond. It's all of the extras. And
but your wish list includes things like copy paper.
We put that on. That was actually one of the last things we added, and we put that on just as an extra. We sent in the initial wish list, and they said, is that it? You sure you don't want anything else? So we added a few extra things.
Okay, so is there funding available for these items on your wish list?
For the paper and a lot of technology, not the smart boards. It's a lot of extras.
And what kind of difference will this make for the students? And for those of us that are a little older, what's a smart board?
A smart board is an interactive whiteboard that you can mount it to the wall like a chalkboard, and the kids can get up. You project your laptop onto it, and the kids can move it around like a touch screen, like the phone. So there's a lot of educational apps and things that the teachers can do with them.
Okay, so do schools in more affluent areas have all these kind of things?
I wouldn't say necessarily in affluent areas. I would think your newer buildings would have those because that was part of the purchase price in erecting these new buildings.
So. Okay, but we're trying to get parity for these kids.
Yes.
Okay, so what is the difference between teaching at a school that's on a military base versus one that isn't? What kind of interaction do you have with the parents, their involvement?
We have a very active parent involvement because some of our military families, one spouse may work or may not work, and they want to be there, and we welcome them, to volunteer in the classrooms, to help out with activities that we have after school or during school. So our parents are really involved.
So as you look at your situation, and people who are watching that might want to help and get involved, what kind of things would you really like to see that will really benefit your kids?
Again, with the building being old, in 1951, they didn't think about the technology that we were going to have in 2012. So it's just making sure that when I don't know how to use my iPad, I go to my 3-year-old. She can pick it up in 2 seconds. And so the kids want the iPads, the laptops, the smart boards, all of that interactive technology because it gets them more engaged in the learning.
And, it's really interesting, and it's got to be for you guys, as teachers, to see the changes that have come so quickly with technology. I mean, this has been almost overnight. I know that I have friends with young kids now who don't want to teach them how to use a PC because they say, what's the point? There's not going to be a mouse in 15 minutes.
There's technology changes daily by the minute almost, and to try to keep up, kids can pick it up. They're young, they're like, they're sponges, their minds absorb so much and so quickly. Me, on the other hand, like I have a 16-year-old and he teaches me so much and I'm like, wow, this is really fascinating. And just think of the wealth of information that is out there that, kids can get online and get it instantaneously. It's right there at their fingertips. They can just grow.
Okay, let's take a break. More with these fine principal and vice principals from Lomi Heard Elementary School when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Pro Business Workers Comp Company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts, so you can succeed, so you can plan, so you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we can continue our conversation with Corey Deal and Pam Goines-Brown, both of Lomi Hurd Elementary School. One of the things that we wanted to talk about was these personal development programs that you would like to acquire. Tell me a little bit about those.
Well, we would like to get our staff trained in the latest trends, especially dealing with children of military families. And we feel that we can do that through a program called Capturing Kids' Hearts. And I'll just let Corey go ahead and give the philosophy behind that program.
I was lucky enough a couple of years ago to be trained in Capturing Kids' Hearts. And the philosophy behind it is, if you can capture a child's heart, they'll give you their mind. With our kids having parents deployed, gone for long periods of time, they deal with so many unique situations that a lot of kids don't have their age, don't have to deal with. And we want to make sure that we're the experts, that we're building the relationships and helping the kids as much as we can, and being that interim adult presence in their life when their parents are deployed.
And when you say capturing their hearts, explain to me more that what that means.
It's being the experts in building relationships with them and making sure that they know that not only do we care about them because they're there and we want them to learn every day, but that we truly care about them as kids, as individuals, and just making sure that they know that we want what's best for them. And at the same time, holding them to a high standard of accountability. We care about you, we want the best for you, and in turn that means we're going to hold you accountable to things as well.
What are the differences for kids between somebody who's from a military family versus somebody who's from a non-military family?
Well, children from non-military families don't worry as much if a parent has to leave the country for a period of time. Most of our children come from two-parent households or even a one-parent household, but that parent is there in their life daily. Some of our kids don't have that. One parent is gone. Sometimes both parents are gone, or a neighbor's looking after that child or somebody else on a military base that they, you know, entrusted to leave their child with. Just the other day, we had a student said she was on FaceTime with her parent, and she was in another country, and that's why she was late for coming to school. And that ties technology in as well. She was able to talk with that parent face-to-face via the computer.
And so, you know, how do you see this playing out? Does it create more problems for the child and certainly the child and their interaction with education? I mean, how does it play out in the classroom or in these relationships?
The technology?
The fact that the parents are not able to be there or in dangerous situations or in other countries.
I think sometimes the task at hand at school that day is not their priority. They're worried about what mom or dad are doing, and they're not worried about what the lesson is that day because they're preoccupied. So it's our job to get them involved, get them engaged in what we're doing, provide that 6 hours of the day where we are their safe haven, we're their safety net, and for a few hours they forget that mom and dad are off.
It's got to be amazing to have conversations with these kids. Tell me about some of the things that have been said to you in the past couple of years from these kids where their parents are in these crazy situations.
Well, both Corey and I are new to Lomi Hurd this year, so this is new for us as well. But just having conversations with those children, since a lot of them have been many, many places. they're very intellectual children, and you know their vocabulary is just like, wow, it's mind-blowing. But they just want someone to listen. They want someone to talk to and to talk to them, to let them know that it is okay, and you know that we're here for them. We have a wonderful counselor who works wonders with our children, you know, just getting them to talk, and whatever's on their mind, we're there to listen.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, in this country, we've been fighting two wars, one come to an end, fortunately, the other one coming to an end within a couple of years. But we really haven't talked about, you know, we talk sometimes about the pressures on the troops. We don't talk about the pressures on the families and the kids in particular. What kind of responses are you getting?
The same thing. We've got parents that came in when we had our open house and our meet the teacher, that they went straight to the counselor. Luckily, our counselor, Miss Terry Coletto, has been there for quite a few years. She's built a relationship with the families. She's got a variety of groups going. She's got some deployment groups where kids can come in and have be with kids that are in similar circumstances and know what they're going through. We can be empathetic, but we don't know exactly what they're going through. They need to be able to have that opportunity to talk with their peers.
And what's the interaction between the base and the school?
There's quite a bit of interaction. There's actually a school military liaison that we work with, and if there's anything that we need to make sure that we communicate or that the base needs to communicate, we go through him. His name is Mr. Ron Gibson, and he's been fabulous.
All right, so if people would wish to donate to help you get this technology up and get these programs up that are beyond the school budget, where would they send donations to?
I believe they would just send it to the main office at Clark County School District on East Flamingo, and then they could put it attention Lomi Heard.
Okay, well, what we'll do is we'll go ahead and put a link on our website that'll be under Lomi Heard Elementary School, and we'll put the address and everything up there, and then people can send money. And I hope it works out for you guys.
Thank you. It sounds
like you've got a pretty impressive job taking care of these kids, and certainly we need to take care of these kids in particular with their parents out there doing the work for this country. So thank you very much.
We're at a great location. Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back on About Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Nuts. Good to eat, not good for politicians. Greg Brower wants to represent Nevada families, but he supports tax breaks for companies that send the jobs we need overseas. That's nuts. And he thinks we should make it harder for women to access birth control and let insurance companies drop coverage for women's cancer screenings. Nuts. And Brower says ending Medicare as we know it is long overdue, which would leave seniors paying thousands more each year. Plain nuts. Greg Brower, not what Nevada needs.
It's the super sale at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. You won't believe the incredible selection of great-looking Lazy Boy furniture, now at super savings. You'll find unbeatable values on tempting recliners and spectacular prices on a wide range of sofa styles, with more amazing deals throughout the store, plus special financing available. For a super selection at super savings you won't find anywhere else, don't miss the super sale. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
See Dean Heller. See Jane Nevada and her healthcare team. See Dean Heller erase all the care she needs by reducing Jane's access to preventive medical services like mammograms, contraception, and prenatal screenings. See Dean vote against equal pay for equal work. What is Jane to do? Wait, an idea comes to Jane. Turns out she has an eraser of her own. Dean Heller, bad for women, bad for Nevada. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, he is such a power pundit. He's got the whole pundit panel to himself here. Chuck Muth joins us with Citizen Outreach. You're going to be with us over the next couple of programs. Wanted to start out with you know, what's going on in the Republican Party? It appears that the party is just splitting apart, and I'm not sure you know quite where to stand because you're not a Republican anymore. You haven't been for a long time. But as you look at this, what's the end game? You've got people in the state not signing the pledge, people who have signed the pledge on a federal level but not doing it on a state level, people going for the potential of increasing taxes, and yet you're in one position, you've got, the Ron Paulites in another position. Is this heading towards disaster?
Well, I think it's been this way for a long, long time. This isn't anything new. I think it may be just a little bit more pronounced because of the Ron Paul effect and the Tea Party effect over the past 2 years. But remember, that the Tea Party didn't come into being as a response to Barack Obama getting elected president. The Tea Party really came into being in response to Republicans getting control of the White House and Congress, and then doing exactly what they were criticizing Democrats for doing all those years leading up to it. And we're seeing the same thing happen now in Nevada. We're a few years behind how bad that was at the national level, but you're seeing that absolutely here in Nevada right now. In 2010, Republicans campaigned on, we're not going to raise your taxes. Absolutely, positively, guarantee we're not going to raise your taxes. Well, then they turned around and they did. 2 years later, now in 2012, you've got candidates running who aren't even making the commitment that they're not going to raise taxes, in large part because Governor Sandoval has completely reversed himself and not only supported extending those sunsets the last time, but wants to do it again this time. So, the grassroots are consistent. It's these Republicans running for office that are causing the problem.
All right. What appears to me to happen is that when you have people who are so far to an extreme, either on the right or the left, that the moderate center tends to move away from them because that's where the financial support comes from. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I agree that the money absolutely supports the moderates. They don't want someone who actually believes in something, and then you can't persuade them otherwise. Here's the thing. To raise taxes, I remember, we'll go back to 2008, and Steve Wynn made a comment that you'd have to be clinically insane to raise taxes in this environment. Now, we're 4 years later. And I have to agree with Steve Wynn. 4 years later, you'd have to be clinically insane to raise taxes. This economy, especially in Las Vegas, is nowhere near recovered. We're not going to get any better until the rest of the country gets better. So to be raising taxes right now is just obscene. The fact that government employees are now starting to get step increases and pay raises are being talked about again, while the average person who's paying the taxes for those salaries is still suffering highest unemployment in the country, that is just not the way to go. And I just wish Republicans that are running for office would understand that.
But isn't the reality that 100,000 people in the construction business need to leave Las Vegas and go get jobs where the jobs are?
That's certainly arguable. I don't see how Nevada, and particularly Las Vegas, is going to come back before other parts of the country. Remember, our economy is based on tourists coming from other states and other countries.
Yeah, but the tourism industry is not in as terrible a shape as it was before. Phil Ruffin on this program was saying, about a year ago that he was looking for a 5% to 10% increase. You look at the average daily room rates, you look at the number of people coming, they're perhaps not spending as much as they were spending before or even making as many trips as before, but they are coming. Almost every major property on the Strip has refurbished its property. They're not building new properties, but they're refurbishing all the old ones. How does that benefit them? Well, they get a nice new hotel, but they don't have to pay taxes on that money because they've invested it back into their business. So aren't we seeing a stabilization in certain industries? Yes, if you don't have a job, you're hurting. But for the majority of people in the Las Vegas area, I think that they're seeing a benefit now. Downtown's gaming numbers were up. The locals' properties numbers are up. I mean, it's a tale of two cities, really.
Yeah, well, and they're up by comparison to a year ago, 2 years ago, but we're nowhere near back to where we were 4 years ago.
But why should we be? But I'll let you make your point, though.
Okay, but you hit on exactly the point. People are coming here again. There's that pent-up demand after staying at home for 4 years. You got to go to Vegas, baby. But you talk to restaurateurs, and they will tell you. People are coming in. They're ordering the entree. They're not ordering the dessert. They're ordering maybe one cocktail before dinner. They're not having the bottle of wine. So the dollar values that they're spending is still depressed by comparison to what it was.
Have you taken your kids to any shows lately? There are shows on the Strip, $175 to $250 bucks per ticket.
Yeah, I haven't taken my kids to those shows.
No, but I mean the fact that those are shows that are not discounting and that are selling out every night, that tells you that people are coming here and spending money.
Yeah, but there are other shows that are going out of business and closing up shop because there's only a limited amount. I mean, those high-end shows are always going to do well. It's just like saying, the rich will always be rich. They're not rich for, nothing. They know how to stay rich. It's the people who are down the mid-level properties and the shows who aren't your A-list shows that are having difficulty. And a lot of them are closing up and going out of business. And, it's giving other opportunities for new people to come in, but there's still difficulty out there.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to hold you over to our next program and do part two with you. Chuck Muth, we'll be back on our next broadcast right after this.
Nuts. Good to eat, not good for politicians. Greg Brower wants to represent Nevada families, but he supports tax breaks for companies that send the jobs we need overseas. That's nuts. And he thinks we should make it harder for women to access birth control and let insurance companies drop coverage for women's cancer screenings. Nuts. And Brower says ending Medicare as we know it is long overdue, which would leave seniors paying thousands more each year. Plain nuts. Greg Brower, not what Nevada needs.
It's one of the hardest decisions a family can make, realizing a nursing home is the only choice. For many middle-class families, Medicaid is the only way to afford the care. But as a governor, Mitt Romney raised nursing home fees 8 times. And as president, his budget cuts Medicaid by 1/3 and burdens families with the cost of nursing home care. We have a president who won't let that happen.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Did you know that 1 out of every 3 people is at high risk for high cholesterol? Reno Clinical Trials is conducting a clinical research study to evaluate the safety and effects of an investigational drug to treat high cholesterol. If you are at least 18 years old and struggling with high cholesterol that is not being well controlled by your current medication, call 775-842-5959. That's 775-842-5959. All qualified volunteers will receive study-related medical care and compensation for time and travel expenses. For more information, call Reno Clinical Trials at 775-842-5959. That's 775-842-5959 or visit highcholesterolusastudy.com.
Prices are falling sales event only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. Cars that were $15,000, now $10,000. SUVs that were $20,000, now $15,000. Trucks that were $25,000, now $20,000. Internet even has vehicles starting at $999. Prices are falling on our entire inventory. Zero money down and interest rates at all-time low 1.10%. And get a guaranteed $4,000 push, pull, or drag. Prices are falling only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Stephen Horsford, the Senate Majority Leader, will be here. He's running for Congress in a tough race. We'll see you on the next broadcast.